I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Health officials in Gaza say Israeli strikes killed at least 24 Palestinians today. Joe Fetterman has details.
Israel says it carried out these strikes in response to an attack that wounded an Israeli soldier. But at least 12 women and children, including babies, were among the dead. This rising death toll has left many in Gaza asking whether a ceasefire really is in place. Health officials say that over 550 people have been killed by Israeli fire since October. Four Israeli soldiers also have been killed during that time. Now, this does not mean the ceasefire has collapsed. The deal has moved forward on multiple fronts. Hamas has released all of the hostages it was holding. Israel has freed hundreds of Palestinians. The U.S. recently appointed a committee of Palestinian experts to run Gaza's daily affairs. And just this week, Israel allowed Gaza's border crossing with Egypt to reopen for very limited movement.
Again, that's the AP's Joe Fetterman reporting from Jerusalem. And I'm Ben Thomas.